And welcome into a community connection on 1400 K1. I got the opportunity to talk with Charlene Dew from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma. And I know we will mention it again, but Bowl for Kids' Sake is going on, but it's not too late. You still can sign up, right?
That is correct. Bowl for Kids' Sake is our largest annual fundraiser, and we have about 70 teams right now that are bowling to help raise money for one-to-one mentoring in our community. It's not too late. If you want to register your team, you can still do that.
And I know that you mentioned last time, I think you were and I were on, that you can be a virtual bowler too.
That's correct. And we're seeing a little bit more of that, where people are either wanting to have a virtual team or just be a virtual bowler because they really support the cause. And they're going to do all of their fundraising online, and they just want to sign up as a virtual bowler to support us.
I like the idea of being at the bowling event, because I think there's something about being there and participating with whole bunches of people that really makes you say, yes, I'm making a difference. But you're making a difference in the lives of kids regardless.
That's correct. And we still have our bowl date has lanes open. Available on Thursday, February the 21st, and Friday, February the 22nd, and both of those times are at 7 p.m. at the Red Apple.
Okay, well, again, thanks to those folks who have already signed up, those who have pledged their funds, or those who have given. Thank you very much for supporting.
And we really want to thank our sponsors as well. Our primary sponsors, campaign sponsors, are DSR is the presenting sponsor, and then ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66 are our campaign sponsors. Plus, we have many other sponsors, team sponsors, lane sponsors as well.
Well, again, thank you so much for whatever it is that your financial contribution does for BBBS. You're making a difference in the lives of young people every day.
That's correct.
Mentorship, I mean, that's kind of the name of what you do. It's not part of your name, but it is the mission. Finding adults that will make a difference in the life of a young person for a year, for a lifetime, for just, you know, as long as they think of you, they will remember what you did in their life.
That's correct. And sometimes volunteers think, oh, I don't know, did I make a difference? And I'm like, just wait till they're about 30 and then they'll go, oh, that's what he was trying to teach me. But yes, we see that every day. Our mentors are wonderful. We have our high school mentors who are site-based mentors, and they meet with their child at the school. We have college students who are mentors and adults as well. So.
And I know the adult is the older, the traditional growth of the program, but it's those site-based school programs that make it so convenient sometimes for a high school senior, a college student to come in and spend that time.
Right, or retired, anyone that's available in that 3:30 to 4:30 time frame, which is when they meet with the child at the child's school.
Yeah, and because it's at the school, you're not going out fishing together, you're not watching a concert together, but that time spent, whatever it is you're doing that particular day, is very profitable.
Right, and we have activity boxes that have games and arts and crafts and educational tools and stuff that they can use with their child at the school as well.
And that's something that we don't usually talk about. You're there to help generate ideas, because I think if I were a beginning mentor and scratching my head, I might come up with the first two ideas and then, oh no, it's meeting number three. What am I going to do?
Yeah, that's why we provide the activity boxes, and the kids themselves will come up with ideas. And some of our bigs are quite creative. I mean, obviously, if you were a community-based match, you could be baking and decorating cookies at the volunteer's home. But if you're a site-based match, then they may take baked cookies and frosting, and then they may decorate those cookies at the school. Or they may go, if the guys may go out and, you know, play basketball or put models together or look at, you know, what you have to do to collect coins, or, you know, whatever the interest is of the big and of the young person, mm-hmm. then that's kind of how ideas evolve of what we can do.
And the more you get to know each other, the more common ground you're going to find and generate those neat imaginative ideas.
Right, that's correct.
The match process, it's been a while since we've walked through that. Somebody says, I think I'd like to spend some time. It's not just you're male and this one's the young is a male. You go through a process to try to match personality and interest and as many things as you can get, right?
Yes, we do. And if anybody's thinking about, I think I have something in my life, some time that I would like to share with a young person in our community, then I would encourage you to call our office and talk to one of our program staff, and we can answer any questions just to help you feel comfortable about, applying. We ask for an application. We do background checks, both a criminal history, driving record, and we also ask for references, three mm-hmm. references. And then we do a pretty extensive interview in the office. And the goal of that is for us to get to know you, to understand who you are, what your picture of being a mentor is, mm-hmm. what type of child, personality, interests, needs would you work the best with, because that helps us to, once you're accepted as a mentor, to match you well with the child. We do matches based on personality, common interest, what the child's needs are, and what the volunteer's life experience is.
And so most matches work out very well because you've been doing it for such a long period of time, both locally and nationally. I won't say there's a formula, you turn the crank and it works. It's not that simple.
But no, it's more of an art.
Yeah.
Because sometimes on paper you think this big and this little should match, but you just know from having interviewed both of them that it's just not going to be a good mix. And then sometimes it's like, well, on paper, they shouldn't, but we know from interviewing them that this will be good, And so our staff does a really good job of making that match because we want to get everybody off on the best foot possible. And then the program staff talks to the parent, the child, and the volunteer once a month for the first year to ensure that that match relationship, the mentoring relationship, gets off to a good start and grows and is healthy. And so that's really important in that first year.
Yeah.
Then it goes to quarterly.
Okay. But still that connection with the staff is important because you find constantly there's good ideas popping up and you're there ready to share good ideas.
That's correct. Or redirect. Or some of our volunteers, haven't raised their own kids. So they're like, okay, is this usual for, or they're like, I'm not sure how to answer this question or what to do. And the staff is there to help guide that.
I know you do more than just your own program because you're involved with the Low Young Scholars Program and other places where you're looking for a good match between a young person and an adult.
Yes, we are partners with the Low Family Young Scholars Program. We do the mentor. Big Brothers Big Sisters does the mentoring component of their more extensive program. So we have that, and we also have the Give Back America, which both of those programs support high school graduation, and then the Low Family Young Scholars provides for the opportunity for those students to, if they successfully complete that program, to earn a four-year scholarship.
What minimum commitment do you ask your adult volunteers? Is this a school year? Is that what you're asking a minimum for?
It's 1 year.
Or one calendar year.
One calendar year. Now, site-based matches, they only meet during when the school is active, although we try to have an activity in the summer. It's tricky because sometimes children are visiting maybe the other parent in the summer. High school and college kids have jobs. They're family. So it's not exact. But we usually try to do at least one activity in the summer that our site base can reconnect with. And then we ask them to stay in touch, with email, phone calls, texts, just to stay in touch over the summer.
And it is a relationship that frequently goes on well after that student is an adult.
We've had matches that have been 10 years and longer. When you put we just had a big brother who was transferred with his company to California. He's been matched for 10 years. His little was 7. He's now 17. They will be lifelong friends because he's just part of the family.
Sure.
Other matches, shorter matches, may not go on for that long, or they may have, you know, the occasional birthday card, Christmas card kind of connection. But I run into, because I've been here for 29 and a half years, I run into mentors that I matched, you know, 25 years ago, who have families of their own now, but who will say, you know, I heard from my little brother, he's serving in the Army. I heard from my little sister, she's doing XYZ. And those littles are adults now,
mm-hmm.
But they've still maintained some level of contact with them.
Be a friend, be a mentor, and get a hold of the folks at Big Brothers Big Sisters. We're talking with Charlene Dew, and we will continue a community connection coming up in just a moment.